VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israel's ruling coalition remained intact Monday after a key minister backed off his threat to withdraw his party from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Education Minister Naftali Bennett had pressured Netanyahu to name him defense minister after the defense chief post became vacant last week with the resignation of Avigdor Lieberman. With Bennett's party remaining, the coalition retains its slim majority with 61 of the 120 seats in parliament. The chairman of the Nissan automobile company, Carlos Ghosn, is to be dismissed after an internal investigation triggered by a whistleblower. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Nissan says an internal investigation found Chairman and CEO Carlos Ghosn underreported his income. Japanese broadcaster NHK and the Kyoto News Service say Ghosn earned about $89 million over a five-year period, but reported it as half that. Ghosn's alleged misconduct includes personal use of company assets. Nissan confirms Ghosn was arrested after being questioned by Tokyo prosecutors. The automaker issued an apology to shareholders and stakeholders, vowing to address governance and compliance issues.
Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has sharply criticized President Trump Monday for questioning Pakistan's anti-terror efforts. He said the U.S. is making Pakistan a, quote, scapegoat for U.S. failures in Afghanistan. In an interview that aired Sunday on Fox News, Trump defended his decision to withhold hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Pakistan. The president also accused Pakistan of sheltering al-Qaeda chief Osama bin Laden before he was tracked down and killed in Pakistan in 2011 by U.S. special forces. This is VOA News. Both the Houthi militia group and Saudi Arabia are expressing support for peace efforts in Yemen, even as fighting between the Saudi-led coalition and the militias appears to continue on the ground. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Arab media reported some scattered pockets of fighting around the key Red Sea port city of Hodeidah Monday, despite pledges from both the Houthi militia group and Saudi Arabia to accept UN calls for a ceasefire. The coalition has been waging war against the rebel Houthis to restore Yemen's internationally recognized government to power. Saudi coalition spokesman Colonel Turki al-Maliki told journalists in Riyadh Monday that the coalition supports all efforts by UN envoy Martin Griffiths to bring peace to Yemen, but that fighting was continuing in Hodeidah and the Houthis attempted to launch a missile into Saudi territory overnight, although it fell inside Yemen.
The UN is hoping for peace talks in Yemen, the Arab world's poorest country, by the end of the year. Almost 1,000 people remain on the list of those still missing in the western U.S. state of California after the deadliest wildfire in the state's history swept through areas of the northern part of the state. At least 77 people are confirmed dead. The fire itself is still burning, although it is 65% contained. Three Democratic senators have sued to block President Trump's appointment of Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Richard Blumenthal, Mazie Hirono, and Sheldon Whitehouse want a federal judge to remove Whitaker, arguing his appointment is unconstitutional because the Senate did not confirm him. The Constitution does require the Senate confirm all principal officials before they can serve. The Justice Department says Whitaker's appointment is legal since he's been at the department for more than a year at a sufficiently senior level as Jeff Sessions' chief of staff. Blumenthal says the president's denying the Senate its constitutional obligation because he knows Whitaker would never pass Senate scrutiny.
The Trump administration is planning to again bar CNN chief White House correspondent Jim Acosta from the White House when a judge's restraining order allowing him access to the building expires at the end of November. CNN is reporting that soon after the order was handed down Friday, the White House told Acosta it would reinstate the ban as soon as it expires November 30th. Trump press aides had blocked Acosta from entering the White House grounds after his exchange with President Trump 2 weeks ago at a news conference. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.